You're listening to SBS News.
Election campaigns might be busy for politicians, but increasingly those registered to vote are choosing to do so before those campaigns are complete. And there are many reasons why.
I have a health problem, so that's why I come in. Always vote early, because I get dropped off and people pick me up, you see.
I've come to vote early because I'm leaving to fly to Europe on Thursday. So I'll not be in Australia when the election's held.
Always do that. We always do pre-vote here.
With COVID-19 still very much on people's minds, this election in particular may see many voters choosing to do so before the big rush on election day itself. Fiona Martin, a Liberal candidate in the seat of Reid, understands why many more Australians are choosing to get in early.
Because of the pandemic, I think most people probably feel more comfortable with coming and voting earlier so they're not in the big crowds on election day. I certainly think that would be a motivator to come in and vote early.
Early voting has increased markedly in recent years. In 2013, just over a quarter of the registered voters did so before polling day. 3 years later, that went up by almost 5%, and in 2019, it had risen above 40%. Evan Eakin-Smythe is a spokesman for the Australian Electoral Commission, and he believes that trend will continue in this election.
Of course, we're conducting this election in a COVID pandemic. If you combine postal voting and pre-poll voting at the previous federal election in 2019, it was about 40% of voters who turned out prior to election day. You could potentially see half the Australian voting population turning out before election day this federal election.
Both major party leaders have acknowledged the start of early voting. Labor leader Anthony Albanese campaigning in Adelaide earlier today.
The bells are tolling for the Morrison government because early voting starts today. It says it all that the Morrison government have had a phone hookup with members of their caucus telling people to not vote early. We want people to participate in our democracy and to vote whenever is convenient.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was at a naval base in the New South Wales south coast town of Nowra.
Right now today, people are turning up and voting at pre-poll. Over in Nowra right now, right across the country. And they're making a choice. And over the course of this campaign, people are making assessments, and so many, as we're seeing, are still to make a decision over the next couple of weeks.
Some candidates are calling for more help for people for whom English is a second language. Jamal Dawood is the United Australia Party candidate in the electorate of Reid in Sydney's West.
My family, for example, they speak English, but they are struggling with the whole voting system, and we think that the system should be even more simplified.
But the Australian Electoral Commission says it's already doing what it can to help voters whose first language isn't English.
We translate our material, including our advertising campaign, into about 33 different languages, which is a really important thing for us to be doing. And really, we've got tools like practice voting tools on the website and a range of material that really explains it.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.